with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Majority Leader John Thune tells reporters lawmakers will investigate amid questions about the legality of military strikes on alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean.
With regard to the latest question that you all been raising, that the Senate Armed Services Committee, which is going to look into and get the facts on some of the events that have happened down the Caribbean, that we will get those answers in due time. But I have every confidence that the policies that this administration is employing when it comes to keeping people in this country safe and ensuring that our policy is one of peace through strength, that those policies are being adhered to and followed.
President Trump says he doesn't want Somalis living in America because they're a drain on the country's social safety net. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president ended his Tuesday cabinet meeting with a tirade against Somalis living in the United States, complaining they add little to American society.
I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I could say that about other countries, too.
In recent days, he's described Minnesota, which is home to the largest Somali community in the U.S., as a hub of fraudulent money laundering activity. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A man accused of shooting two National Guard troops near the White House has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and assault charges. Ramanella Lakhanwal made his initial court appearance by video from a hospital bed for charges stemming from the November 26 shooting that killed Specialist Sarah Beckstrom and wounded Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 185 points, the Nasdaq rose 137. This is SRN News. Who trusts the mainstream media?
The Public Religion Research Institute has been asking people of faith, and it reports that white evangelical Protestants are the least likely to believe mainstream TV journalism. Only 29% do. In fact, less than half of white Catholics, Hispanic Protestants, Jews, Hindus, and Muslims trust the mainstream media. Black Protestants, at 65%, are the religious group in this country that is the most likely to trust mainstream TV news. Michael Harrington reporting.
Over the past few decades, hundreds of thousands of Christians have left parts of the Middle East for good, driven by wars and the rise of Muslim extremists. In Iraq, large numbers of believers fled after the U.S.-led invasion in 2003 and the rise of ISIS that followed. Iran has been persecuting Christians for decades, and the rise of the Taliban in Afghanistan has driven many believers out. This is SRN News. Donald Trump doesn't like Dulles Airport outside Washington.
President Trump said his administration will work on a reconstruction of Dulles International Airport outside Washington in Northern Virginia. Trump said during a meeting of his cabinet members at the White House that Dulles is not a good airport. Dulles is one of three Washington area airports, and its quality is a hotly debated topic among travelers. The other airports are Reagan National and BWI Thurgood Marshall.
Bill Alexander reporting. The U.S. Justice Department is suing six more states in its ongoing campaign to obtain voter data and other election information. The department late Tuesday announced it had sued Delaware, Maryland, New Mexico, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington over their failure to produce statewide voter registration lists. More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.